Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan Zagura here with today's edition of the Browns Huddle. It's finally game week, and Wednesday means the first practice of real game preparation. And Mike Pettine addressed the media, and the players took the field and got good news on the injury front. Seems like the team is going to have everybody healthy for week one against the Jets, with the one exception possibly being Justin Gilbert. I know that light bulb is going off on your head. What does that mean? Duke Johnson, is he ready? Yes, both Duke Johnson and Pierre Desir have cleared the concussion protocol and should be able to go this Sunday. That is big news for this team. Following the trade of Terrence West, Isaiah Crowell was the only healthy running back. Now they'll have Duke Johnson in the mix, and I think when you go against a team like the Jets with a great secondary and a great defensive front, you're going to need Duke Johnson out in space getting those mismatches against linebackers to take advantage of in the passing game. Mike Pettine saying he could play a significant role right away, and Johnson echoing that sentiment, saying, I'm 21, I don't have any rust. I'm going to be ready to go. Also, that means good news at the outside linebacker position. You were worried a little bit about the depth because Barkevious Mingo and Nate Orchard looked like question marks. It seems like both of them will be able to go against this Jets team, and that's important too. Two good pass rushers there, you're going to need it. You got to stop the run, stop Chris Ivory, then get after Ryan Fitzpatrick, and those two can play a big role in doing that this Sunday against the Jets. That'll do it for this edition of the Browns Huddle. Always good news on the injury front, and that's great going into the game against New York. Also, don't forget, check out the new Browns podcast. It's called Brownscast, and you can get that in the iTunes store or go to clevelandbrowns.com. And, of course, keep it tuned to the Browns mobile app for all the latest on your Browns.